Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. Hi, loves. Hi, Chrissy Stereo here. All right. So for tonight, we are going spring is on fleek. Yes, we're going to be embracing how incredible it is to welcome this change. Yeah, we're going to get really deep into it. So before we dive in, let me take a moment to tune in. I invite you to join me. Placing our hands in prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Gurudev Namo. Sat Nam, beloveds. Welcome back to another beautiful Thursday evening. Tonight is not like any other night. Tonight, we have this very epic new moon happening. 29 degrees Pisces. And it's happening around 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, roughly. I would have to double check the internet, but you know, it's going to happen as most of us are sleeping or some of us are still up and wondering why we're still up. And as we know, we are shifting seasons. We are changing things here. Everything is shifting in a very, very amazing way. Thus, tonight's episode, Spring is on Fleek. Springtime. It is the season of new beginnings, new people, new jobs, new growth. Babies are being born. And when I say babies, I'm talking about literally physical humans. Mama. And our creations. Our creative offspring. Now is the time that we are going to start getting attracted to people. Feeling the auras. Feeling the subtle. Feeling that zapped electric energy as you look into one another's eyes. Now is the time that we prepare for all of this newness. Yeah. So let me go ahead and start off with a song before I start getting deep into the knowledge. Yeah. What to play? Enjoy.
Dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right.
will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing when you're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing when you're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing when you're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right.
If you lose your way tonight, that's how you know the magic's right.
Doing it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right.
Beautiful little Daft Punk action for us. Yes, welcome back to the episode. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are embracing spring, specifically titled Spring is on Fleek. Right on. All right, you guys. The last 2 to 3 years have been the most mandatory purging experience of our lives. Things we thought were true, poof, 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 gone. Healing, reclaiming. And the one thing that's for sure is that we're being guided by the divine, at least those of us that are awake. You know, because it is possible to be completely unconscious and go, whoa, what? Oh, no, what? So things are starting to get very exciting. This transition that's happening right now, man, this transition is our call. We've been doing all of this work. We've been moving forward in amazing creative ways. We've been reclaiming our authentic selves. We've been remembering how incredibly beautiful and powerful we are. Despite what the naysayers might want to highlight. You know, I was driving over, and traffic is juicy in LA tonight. I don't know what's happening. I think it's a, you know, new moon kind of, I don't know. It's juicy. I literally rolled in, like, you know, it's been a little maddening. That's why we faded the graphic and the whole thing. But there's, you know, as I was driving over, I remember thinking and looking back on things, you know, not too much, but just, you know, sort of like, you know, that, you know, kind of spacey drive. And I remember, you know, there's been a lot of things that I've heard over the last couple years. And one that just popped into my mind, you know, as a remembrance, is that people only see themselves. So I invite you to marinate in that. I invite you to embrace what that means in your story. So here we go. This particular evening, we are going to be greeted by an amazing new moon. And what's happening with it, you guys, is that it's 29 degrees Pisces. Pisces is literally God-conscious communicators. That's our purpose. That's why we're here. I'm not saying that nobody else is. I'm just saying that specifically Pisces, we dance in both realms. We take that information and do our best to bring it into the material realm. Or as Christopher Witecki would highlight, God service providers. And so here we are, starting a new moon, 29 degrees Pisces. And then it goes over into Aries. So what is 29 degrees Pisces, you guys? What is going on? We have all of these different numbers, degrees that complement a sign. We are literally tonight, this evening, oh my goodness. It is the last door. That's it. Everything is done. Everything is closed. There is no past. There is no need for the story anymore. We are now free to proceed. Hold on, I'm doing a little airline. I don't even know, man. You know, flight attendant thing. You know, the exits are located to your right, to your left. So this is a very profound period, you guys. Tonight, anybody who's still holding on, anybody who's still hurting, anybody who's still beating an old drum is going to have a little bit of a rough go tonight. You know? But for those individuals who have been claiming and reclaiming their authentic selves, those individuals who literally know that they are God, that they are amazing, amazing individuals who are here on a mission, who are here to get out of their own way to fulfill that mission, which is not to be confused with what the ego wants. For those of us who are in it, man, this is the time to spring clean. To clean out our closets. To deep clean our rooms, to rearrange and throw things away, to add a little feng shui action here and there, a little activation, working with qi. And it's to let go of the old. in every way. And, you know, don't just throw things away like clothing. Donate it. That would be my 2 cents, my little insert there. Just like, oh, wait, just don't throw things away. Yes, throw a majority of things away. But if somebody could benefit from your transferring of energy, please do so. In addition, with spring, this is when the water and the rain comes and nourishes all that we have been working so hard upon. This is it. What? Oh my goodness. The seeds are about to sprout. All of the work that we've been doing the last 2 years, 2 to 3 years. Where God has guided you. Now let's take a look at the last couple years, you guys. Before this particular year, the last couple years, we had in Chinese astrology, the dragon and the snake defining the tones. You know, of course we had the horse too, you know. But I'm talking, you know, let's go back to, you know, just look back. And these periods were specifically meant for a deep transformative experience. Nothing is an accident. Now what is upon us with this year of the wood, goat, ram, and sheep? And if you want more information, tune into that episode in our archives. But what's happening with this year, you guys, is that it's a very soft energy. It is a year of connection, understanding, and nourishment. It is the year where we drink water, eat well, spring clean our lives, our bodies, and to get rid of any toxins. And the reason this is very important is because in doing so, you make room for the new. Okay, I'm starting to get butterflies in my stomach right now. I am genuinely excited for my life. I hope you are too, man. You know, things are about to get amazing.com. Yes. So like feng shui, you know, like let's take feng shui for example, right? Let's say you want to do a little something, something. Say you want to invite somebody into your world as a partner. What does feng shui have to say about it? What do they encourage? Well, if you want a new love, make sure that you have 2 nightstands. One on each side of the bed. As you occupy one side, then you have the other side. You know, make sure that, you know, they have a light waiting for them. That there's space for them to come in. A welcoming and inviting space. Again, leaving space for the new. And because change is the only constant in the universe, it will happen always. Why not work with those energies? Why not work with the universe? By cleaning out our thoughts, our habits, our car, our closet. Letting go of the old to invite with intention what you would like to have more of in your experience. Enjoy.
To me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting out front.
She loves son. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. But you acting shy for.
Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Yes, loves, tonight we are embracing spring is on fleek. Which is a new term that I'm, you know, I gotta be honest with you, man. I've been on Earth a little while, you know. And I come from the camp of saying rad. Groovy. You know. But I was recently turned on to Fleek, man. And then I looked it up and the whole thing, and I was like, oh my God, this is so badass. It's so cool, man. Right on. Yes, to be hip and current with culture, right? Beautiful. So what we're looking at here, man, is that this spring, this, like, what's happening, oh, I don't know, effective now and moving forward, is the most beautiful. Oh my God, we've been through it. We've been led in such an amazing way, you guys. You know? And it didn't, maybe it wasn't like, you know, totally out of control roller coaster in your life. But I can guarantee that there's been enough turbulence for us to grab onto, you know, the arms of the chair. You know, it's like, oh my God, what's going on? You know? Yeah. So tonight, we have a new moon. I feel like I'm communicating sports. Yes, tonight on National Cosmic League, we have a new moon. Right? And so what we've been talking about here is that literally with it being 29 degrees Pisces, this is it, man. You know, this is literally where the last sign in the cycle, at the last degree, what does it mean? It means that we surrender. That's tonight's new moon. We surrender into nothingness. That is what 29 degrees Pisces is all about, where we literally surrender to the infinite. And then, welcome to Aries, and now we're moving forward with our new way, our new life, our new jobs, our new reality, our new loves, our new being, our new elevated state of awareness. I think it's pretty exciting. So for anyone who's still holding on, let go or be dragged. It's that simple. So in honor of that, I want to talk about the top 10 shit that you can let go of. Yes, I cussed and we're going to go there. This is the top 10 shit that you can now officially let go of. End of story. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Hold on. I think we have a sound effect for that, but next time, because I have no idea what's happening there. Just like screens upon screens here. All right, so the top 10 shit that we can let go of. You now have permission. Not that I'm the bestower of permission, the universe is, but on behalf of the universe, I will communicate the top 10 shit that you are now ready to let go of. Number 10. Energy vampires. Yes. You know, that person, when you talk to them, every time you talk to them, you're just drained, man. Drained. Your own life force is diminished. Yeah. It's time to, you know, delete their number. Peace. Send them off with love. Do a little ritual habitual. Number 9. I love shouting. Oh my God, red alert. Here we go. Number 9. Okay, you guys, anything with body fluids on it, all up in your pad, okay? Dirty stuff. You know, anything that's just funkadelic, okay? It's time to throw that out. Toss it, throw it out. You don't need it. And that includes, like, bed sheets and, you know, it's just time, dude. Time for the new. Time for the new. Okay, this one's a little funky. Let's take a look at lifestyles. Any food that has you burping, farting, or throwing up within the hour. Yeah, it's time to give it up. That kind of stuff isn't good for you. All right. Again, this is the top 10 shit that that you now can let go of. Top 10 things that we can let go of. Yeah, 10, 9, 8, 7. Number 7. If you hear yourself saying, oh, I'm so stupid. Yeah. Either accept that you are, or get rid of that. Just get rid of that kind of thinking. All right? The time is here. Okay. What's next? How about your exes? Right? If they are interfering in your life and are not creating joy, happiness, elevation, if they're lingering around with a vibration of coulda, all right, get rid of them. It's time. It's a new paradigm. Ain't got time for this shit anymore. Okay, while you're at it, if you find yourself saying coulda, shoulda, woulda. Coulda, I shoulda, I woulda. Yeah. Time's up. Don't should all over yourself. Scratch that record. We are done. Number five. If you are tripping on mistakes or are really freaked out that you're going to fail. What if I make a mistake? What if I fail? Hey, man, if your heart is totally in it, completely, if it's what really lifts your spirit, screw it, man. Fail big. Go for it. Completely. Make it spectacular. In other words, go big or go home. Number four. I'm sorry, that was four. Number three. Number three. All right, let's take a look at guilt and shame. Yes. Guilt and shame. If you are the queen of being responsible for everyone else. Oh my God. Off. Off with her head. That's it. Let go of the queen. You are not here to be responsible for other people. The time is here, you guys. Number two in the top 10 of shit that to let go of. Suffering and holding on to the pain. In essence, it's time to stop picking the scab. Yes. And the number one thing on the top 10, shit to let go of. The past. All right, you guys. We have processed the past. We have looked at it every which angle. We even took photos of it. Look at my past. Oh my God. We've displayed it to people. My past. Look, look, everyone, look, my past. All right, it's time to flush it down the toilet. It happened. Everyone learned from it. Finished. Done. Move on. Yes, that was the top 10, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play one more song. And when we come back, we are going to be embracing what's happening energetically for the coming week. Yeah. So basically, like I was saying, you guys, this is a serious, amazing journey. This is the opportunity. It is all fading to nothing now. 29 degrees Pisces. It's all, that's it. And then the new. So with that, what do I want to play? Yeah. Enjoy.
But I'm strong.
What? Yeah, a little retro cut, everyone. Okay, you guys. So tonight, we have an epic new moon that's happening. 29 degrees Pisces. It is where we surrender to becoming nothingness. And then it shifts. So before I get into the cards, I do want to highlight one thing. One thing that I recommend for everyone is that we do a little ritual habitual, okay? Every full moon and every new moon, it is highly, highly recommended to go ahead and just complement it with your intentions. So tonight, basically, I recommend that, at least this is something I'm going to do. I recommend that everyone has a sacred moment with the new moon, specifically by writing down exactly what it is that you want to invite in, you know? And as you write, just, you know, something that I like to do is I pretend that the universe is actually a character, you know, like a 1950s waitress that's chewing gum, and she comes up and she's like, what will it be, darling? Right? And so I answer that and write it all down. So that is what I recommend for everyone. All right, you guys. So looking at the energies for the overall, for, you know, that are coming. Blah, 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 blah. Let me try that again. Let's take a look at the energies that Spirit is highlighting will complement us this coming week. And the first card is the Six of Cups. What? Yes. And with the Six of Cups, we are creating the ideal situation. Moving forward, we're making it happen now. We also do so by understanding that the love invested in those around us, the trust and acceptance is highlighted. In the process, we're reclaiming our inner child and rediscovering our own divine nature. And essentially, we are seeking to express the intention of God, the divine, the cosmos, whatever it is. And, you know, even if you're not, let's say you're an atheist, right? I don't know how atheists process, but my only comment would be turn to whatever this mysterious thing is. That's all I gotta say. Yeah. So beautiful, beautiful, you guys. So I asked, how do we navigate? And we ended up getting the Page of Pentacles. We navigate by understanding that we're done. We're free to proceed. That's it. We're finished. Yes. It also is highlighting that it will be messages pertaining to a financial increase. And it's also highlighting that we navigate by expanding and communicating. Okay, so there's that. And lastly, I asked, what is the gift for the coming week? And the gift is that we are achieving what is good for all. That it's not going to be fully understood, and it's going to be more intuitive. And that we have faith in achieving what is good. And we are accomplishing things that are important. The advice is to stay in the now and to be flexible. Very nice. I'm going to ask one more. I'm going to pull a card. Jenny? Jenny. I don't think she hears me. Jenny. actually, okay, I was just reading all the cards, right? And so I wanted to see if, pertaining to next week, what is a question that you would like to have answered? Oh my God, the pressure.
Yeah, I don't know if I can think that far in
okay.
advance.
All right, well, just whatever comes to you, if you feel it.
Not like a yes or no question, right?
Whatever you want.
Whatever kind of thing. How about if certain goals mm-hmm. will be on the way Ooh. To being completed or completed by next week?
Okay, you want a flat out yes or no, or do you want what Spirit would want you to know regarding it?
That one.
Advice.
Yeah, advice.
Okay, here we go. A little reading for Jenny and for everyone, actually. So here we go. This is the advice. Wow. Some heavy stuff we ended up getting. The Ten of Swords. You are finished with what you're doing. You're done. It is a card of new beginnings. So in answering your question, it's basically saying it's you're, yeah, there's a completion that's coming. And specifically when we look at the swords, even though, you know, this character looks very, very distraught, you know, but really it's the mechanics. We're done with doing things a certain way. Right? Isn't that trippy? So I believe the answer is yes. You know, because with 10, it is the completion. It's the completion of a cycle. You're ready to start with something new. So your question again was?
To know if goals will be completed,
mm-hmm.
you know, or on in the process of being completed.
Yeah. So we have an overall yes.
Cool.
Yeah. The mechanics of it all, we're now done with that and we're moving forward. So I'm going to go ahead and feed off of that. And I go, so what's next? What's next? Aside from all the cards that I highlighted. Let's see what happens after that. Wow. This is some heavy, heavy cards that we're getting. It makes my skin kind of go, whoa. And yet again, it looks a little scary, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I don't think I want. But basically what this is highlighting is that we're making a commitment. And we're going to feel a little uncertain. There's going to be a little bit of confusion over what we're doing. So really, it's a card of mystery. And there will be a little anxious energy. And so basically the advice here to be careful with is to quiet our mind. Don't let our mind freak us out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a really hard task.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, welcome to planet Earth. It's one of the reasons we're here. It's one of the reasons we're here.
What do the swords mean again?
It's the mechanics of doing things. It's basically, when we look at the swords, it's how things happen. Am I doing things the right way? It's about strategy. Has an error element to it. It represents regions of the mind. Yeah. So the overall advice with when we deal with the swords in general is to meditate and disengage from the mental realm. So thank you for playing.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Okay, you guys. So it's been a very interesting episode. You are tuning into the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and just a little rinse and repeat of what's happening, you guys. You know, tune into, visit triplegoddesspro.me. There's a variety of services. And, you know, I got to tell you, one of my favorite things in the entire world to do, literally, is basically greeting readings. It's my favorite thing. Oh my God. It's one of the best, most amazing experiences of my journey, you know? So I invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me. I'm here in service to help you help yourself. And next week, I invite you to tune in. We have a very, very special guest, beloved Kundalini teacher, spiritual leader in my, you know, in many's eyes. Truly a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful embodied human being, Krishna Kaur. So I invite you to tune in. It's going to be a very special hour next week. And she'll be live in the studio on video and, you know, live radio, live video. It's going to be very magical. So I invite you to embrace that. All right. Sending you off with a blessing. I will see everyone next week. It's going to be a magical week, you guys. Enjoy the new moon tonight. Write down your intentions. What is it that you are now ready to invite into your experience? Knowing that the past is gone. With that, may the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Blessings. I love you. Bye.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine,
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 the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The master,
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 master, master, master, master, master, master.